Pete and Kimber for breakfast.
On Mix.
You may have been on your way into work this morning through the city and noticed something amazing happening on this International Women's Day. And Lauren Crooked from Crooked Images joined us this morning to tell us what was happening.
Tell us what is happening this morning. You have managed to get 100 women into St. George's Terrace at an undisclosed location to do a nude shoot.
I have the crazy people. I'm looking at them all now in their robes, all signing in. And I'm just so excited. So we're doing a big nude photo shoot in the middle of the city on St. George's Terrace for International Women's Day today. It's our biggest shoot of the year. And this is definitely our record numbers for sure.
So how many, 100 of you are going to take your clothes off in the middle of the city today and just and have a quick shoot? How long are you naked for?
100 in Perth, but we've got shoots happening all over the globe for this event. That Perth, little old Perth, are leading the way. Finally, Perth gets to lead something.
It's incredible. Like, this is worldwide. You have people doing shoots at the same time they're happening in London, the USA, Canada, Israel. Yeah. Like, some of these people are in a less safe situation too to do that.
I know. It's so cool and brave, and no revolution ever happened without breaking a few rules and doing something scary. So, but look, they're not actually nude for very long. We do all of the posing and set up clothed and in robes. And, you know, I just want to say, like, it isn't even about nudity, funnily enough. It's just really about choice and consent and power. And, you know, I think that it's really important to remember that this is just really about that rather than nude people everywhere running through the city. And it's just the sexualization, calling it pornographic is exactly the point, because we cannot understand a nude female body without relating it to porn.
Mm. Yeah, and isn't that funny? They say, like, we're meant to be mothers and we've got children. Like, these are the breasts that feed those kids.
These are the breasts that feed them and the body that carried them. And I'm doing this for my kids. There's so many women here today that said, I'm doing this for my kids. And, you know, we're doing a concept today, I'll just say, that is around sexual assault. And we're going to be doing a similar thing to what we did last International Women's Day. But the participants will be marking themselves with paint if they've ever experienced sexual assault and if they feel comfortable to do so. And we're doing that all over the world to show the statistics are so much bigger than anybody ever realizes.
You are astounding. Thanks, I love what you do, and you are so supportive.
I love what you do.
Aww.
Thank you, honey. All right, you take care.
Have a great shoot.
I will. I'll do my best.
That was Lauren Crooked from Crooked Images. Now, that little bit at the end there where she was talking about sexual assault and the idea of painting your body and coming down to the shoot if you're a victim of sexual assault. Mm-hmm. What you didn't hear in that audio, which absolutely blew my mind, and you can hear the full chat on the Listener app at the Pete and Kimber podcast later this morning, is that they did a shoot in Esperance yesterday and asked the people to come down with the same thing. And every single woman and person who participated in that shoot had paint on them.
Every single one.
Which is absolutely staggering. It's staggering.
And it's the truth, and it's the lives that women are living every day. It's absolutely disgusting, but it keeps happening. And so these kind of shoots are for the people who go, oh, it's just nudity and it's crass and it's pornographic. No, it's not. It's trying to make a statement through art.
That was Lauren Crooked from Crooked Images, who took the big nude photo shoot in the city this morning for International Women's Day. If you'd like to get along and hear the full chat, it'll be on the Listener app. Just search the Pete and Kimber podcast.